The Department of Homeland Security announced today that it's going to extend the temporary protected status for Haitians here in the U.S. Temporary protected status is a program that lets tens of thousands of people to stay in this country. As the name suggests, the status is supposed to be temporary, but is constantly being debated. Farah Larieux is one of the Haitians who has benefited from TPS. She joins us from Florida. So given the current climate in Washington toward refugees generally, Farah, this must be a relief. Did you think it might have gone the other way?
Well, Marco, it is, I can say, a surprise, but also that's what we're fighting for, right? The reason I say surprise because just what you just mentioned about, you know, what's going on in Washington, and then there's always a fear of what they're going to do, whether or not they will extend it or not. Yes, it is for us a relief, but we're also waiting for to get more information about this extension. Is it 18 months or is it 6 months? Now it's not clear yet.
How did you get to the United States?
Well, my husband, who applied for the residency petition for me, and there was complication in the process. He failed the interview, and it was due to lack of information. That's why from there they withdraw the petition residency, and then they put me on deportation proceedings. So I was on deportation proceedings for 2 years. I had an emerging businesses. I have my office, and I was doing well. And then I lost everything when they withdrew the petition. So I lost my work permit, my driver license, and then I went to depression. I was even suicidal at some point. So when the earthquake happened, I was in a process to appear in front of the immigration court for the third time to make the final decision. And I was at some point it was so tough for me that I even have money to pay for an attorney. So it was very, very dark moment of my life. And I went to hell.
So even though you were not in Haiti when the earthquake happened in 2010, you still benefited from temporary protective status?
Yes, that's what part of the status. Those who are in the United States after 2004, I think, was about to get into the program.
Farah, this protection was supposed to be temporary, but for some people it starts to look like permanent residency. What do you say to those people who see it that way?
Yes, they're right. It was supposed to be temporary. And then we Haitian also, and I think any TPS recipient for any nationalities, yes, we knew that it was temporary. So now this is the time for dialogue about immigration reform. Haiti is in bad shape. Yes, you might say that there's a new government. That doesn't mean things are good in Haiti. As a matter of fact, the numbers are there. There's a famine. It is famine declared. And this is based on United Nations report. I can mention the U.S. Government Accountability Office testimony before the House of Representatives back in 2013 showed that USAID did a very poor job in Haiti. And they testify in front of the Committee of Foreign Affairs in October 2013. And they stated USAID infrastructure projects have had mixed results and face sustainability challenges. So that means for those who think that, well, United States has been in Haiti, helping Haiti, and that we should be in a better position. But you have to understand that United States has failed Haiti. And this is the time to consider the involvement of the United States and what has been done. How come you can send people back to where they're suffering?
That's Farah Larieux, a Haitian living under temporary protected status. You're listening to The World.